Some of you listening to me right now are in a storm so fierce that you honestly don't know how much more you can take. You're exhausted, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, maybe even physically. Some of you are smiling on the outside, while privately, you're falling apart on the inside. And maybe you're beginning to ask questions like, why is God allowing this? Why does following Christ hurt so much? Why does my life feel unbearably heavy? Or maybe the question underneath all the other questions is this: is my faith even real? You see, storms have a way of exposing what's really inside of us. My brothers, the storm will reveal who you are. And that's what we're going to rip into for this episode of the Grizz Podcast. So here we go.
You're listening to the Grizz Podcast. It's gonna be raw, it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be relevant. Now here's your host, Jason George.
Drop! Get him, Jay.
Yo, yo, what's going down, all my brothers from other mothers around the world? Welcome back to another episode of the Grizz Podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 13th, 2026. When I'm recording this, I'm here, as usual, with a fresh mug of hot coffee beside me and my dog Ike on the other side of me. And I received some great feedback from several of you regarding the last episode that dropped. That was episode number 296 that was entitled, I Deserve This, Confronting the Sin of Entitlement. And man, honestly, that one punches all of us in the nose, including myself. So appreciate the feedback from you guys. But today we're going to talk about storms, not weather storms. I'm talking about life storms, the kind that shake you, break you, expose you, humble you. The kind of storms that reveal whether your faith is genuine or just professing and posing. And what do I mean by professing and posing? I'm talking about like where people, you know, say they're a Christian and they pose like they're a Christian. They do Christian things, but you know, deep down, maybe they're not the real deal. As I said, storms reveal whether your faith is genuine or just professing and posing. I mean, think about it, guys. How do we know who the true Christians are? One word, trials. Trials. How do we discern the wheat from the chaff, as Jesus talked about? Trials. How do we know whether a man serves Christ for Christ's sake or from selfish motives because of what he can get out of it? Trials. The storms of affliction are so useful. They reveal whose faith is genuine and whose faith is nothing more than professing and posing. And there are many posers who gladly profess Christ as long as the skies remain blue. Guys, anybody can praise God when, you know, the bank account is full, the body feels healthy, relationships are good, and life is comfortable. But what comes out of a man when life falls apart? What comes out of a man when life falls apart? That's when the storm reveals him. The great theologian Mike Tyson once said, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. Dude, honestly, that is true spiritually too. A lot of men think they're some great Christian. They do. They do. I did at one point. Until pain and suffering punches them in the face. You see, a faith that has never been tested is a faith that has never been proven. Hey guys, this episode of the Grizz Podcast is sponsored by Scott Blue. Scott is from the Charleston, South Carolina area. He is one of our listeners and also a personal friend of mine who has been there for me over the last 2 years when I've honestly just needed to vent or needed some guidance. Scott walks with people who are going through major brokenness, and he asked that I would remind all of you of this truth. Listen to me. You are deeply loved by God. Doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, what you haven't done, God loves you. And Scott wanted me to remind you of that. So thank you, Scott, for that reminder and for being there in my life and for making this episode possible with your sponsorship. And guys, listen to me. If you or your business or your ministry would like to sponsor an episode of The Grizz with a 60 to 90 second ad or a shout out, man, reach out. Let me know. My contact info is in the show notes. And guys, I'm telling you, we can't do what we do without listeners like you supporting our ministry. Now let's get back to the show. So trials, talking about the storms of life, they not only reveal if your faith is genuine, but they also, listen to me, they chisel us into the men God has called us to be. Think about it. How does God produce his great work of sanctification in his redeemed people? Trials, man. Trials will do for you what no theology book or seminary class ever will. The old preacher, English preacher, Charles Spurgeon, I love him. One of the quotes from him that I keep in my Bible is the quote that says, God gets his best soldiers out of the highlands of affliction. That's so true. The fiery furnace, guys, is what comes and burns away all the impurities that cling to our hearts. Blue sky days, they don't produce Christ-like character in a man. They just don't, dude. There must be wind, rain, pressure, loss, heartbreak, suffering, storms that shake you to your core and test the foundation beneath your feet. My brothers, trials reveal who you really are. And they also sanctify you in ways that health and wealth and comfort never will. Never. Guys, did you know that? I just found this out. This is interesting. There are certain trees in forest that only release their seeds after there is an intense forest fire. There has to be a fire. The fire becomes the very thing that opens them up and produces new growth. And many times, that's exactly what God does with his redeemed people. The very thing that we think is destroying us is actually the thing God is using to grow us in new ways. So if you desire to follow Christ, listen, that's a wonderful thing, but you need to know this. Jesus never hid the cost of discipleship. He was upfront about it. In the Gospels, if you read them, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, he makes it very clear that following him would be a narrow and difficult climb full of trials, storms, pain, suffering, persecution, loss, maybe even death. That's not to say that there aren't good blue sky days. There are many of those. But if you think that's your whole Christian life, if that's what it looks like to follow Christ, you're wrong. That's unbiblical. Dude, Jesus said that anyone who wants to follow him must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow him. That's Matthew 16, verses 24 through 26, and Luke 9, verse 23. Check it out. He does not say, take up your couch and follow me. He says, take up your cross. And what was the cross? Well, before it ever became a cool piece of jewelry to hang around your neck or a cool spot of ink on your skin, the cross represented the most agonizing suffering known to man. It was a slow, excruciating way to die. And Jesus says to his followers, you got to deny yourself. Take up your cross daily. Follow me. Also, Jesus tells his disciples, he warns them that persecution will come for you. John 15, verses 20 and 21, he says, if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. He tells them in John 16, 33, that they're going to have trouble in this world. This is a fallen world, guys, with fallen people and fallen bodies and have fallen minds, and we're surrounded by fallen angels that are constantly trying to destroy us. And he tells them, listen, tribulation is going to come. But he says, take heart. I've overcome this world. And then also the upper room discourse, John 16, verses 1 through 4. Jesus explicitly tells the disciples that they will be cast out of synagogues and killed. And he was saying this, you know, to prevent them from falling away. He's letting them know up front, this is what it's going to look like to follow me. And then one of my favorite passages of scripture, which is where we got the name for our ministry, Narrow Trail Ministries, is in Matthew 7, 13 and 14, where he talks about the path of faith, of genuinely following him, is a difficult, narrow trail compared to the easy, broad way that most people follow. So, my brothers, prepare your heart and mind to meet your share of crosses and losses. Rejection, betrayal, heartbreak, doubts, fears, tears, sleepless nights. This is par for the course, my brothers. Prepare for it now so that you are not shocked, confused, or spiritually devastated when it arrives. This is the truth of 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 13, where he says, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice in so far as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. Guys, no follower of Christ receives a free pass from pain and suffering. And what do I got to say about that? Embrace the suck, my brothers, and know this, it will pass. Storms don't last forever. Genuine saving faith does. Genuine saving faith perseveres. It's sad that, you know, like most professing Christians, they don't understand these truths. And they do well during seasons of sunshine and blue skies, but when the dark clouds roll in and the storms hit, they become very confused. They become discouraged, bitter, and many turn back. Brothers, remember the disciples, when they were out on the sea. Like, remember the story when the storm hit? And these were grown men, tough, blue-collar fishermen, men who were familiar with storms. And yet, this storm comes in, and it shook them so badly, they thought they were going to die. While Jesus is sleeping in the boat, he's in the boat with them, and he's sleeping. I mean, think about that. The creator of the universe was literally in the boat with them, perfectly calm, sleeping, and they still panicked. And honestly, that encourages me sometimes, because there are moments where I theologically know Christ is with me. But my thoughts and my emotions still spiral. Fear still hits. Exhaustion still hits. Discouragement still hits. And in that story, I love how it ends. What does Jesus do? He gets up in the middle of the storm, in the boat, the thing's tossing everywhere, and he just stands up. He looks at the storm, and he rebukes it. And everything all of a sudden turns calm. And he turns, and he looks at his disciples, who must have just been sitting there like going, goom. And he says, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Where is your genuine faith? Guys, the storm will reveal you. The storm did not mean Jesus abandoned them. And your storm does not mean Jesus abandoned you either. My brothers, if you belong to Christ, let him use the storm to chisel you however he sees fit. And I realize it sucks when you're in it. It does. I'm not minimizing that. But know that he is the master craftsman. And this is the kind of thing he uses. Know in your heart that he does not make mistakes. It is a great honor to be in the hands of the master craftsman. Your pain has a purpose that has not yet been revealed. It will all make sense in due time, and I don't know when that is. If you surrender all of it to him, I promise he will waste none of it. Not one loss, not one tear, not one wound, not one sleepless night, not one disappointment. He knows exactly what he is doing. Trust the process. Trust the master craftsman. That's what I'm doing. Guys, these are truths I have to constantly remind myself of. And when the storms hit, and they will, listen to me, you lean hard on the promises of God. This is one that I often cling to. It's simple, but profound and deeply comforting. Hebrews 13:5, where Christ says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. No matter what I feel, no matter what I think, no matter what other people do in my life, he says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, Jason. He is still with me. You see, my faith, it is not based on feelings. It's not based on my thoughts. My thoughts and feelings are so fickle. Dude, they change like the, no man, I was going to say the seasons, but I'm like, they change more than that. Guys, my faith is based on facts. My faith is not based on feelings or thoughts. My faith is based on facts. The death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and his promises. That's what my faith is based on, not my thoughts or feelings. And he promised to never leave me nor forsake me. My brothers, I have found that peace, inner peace, is not the absence of trials, but the presence of Christ through them. Let me say that again. I have found that inner peace is not the absence of trials, but the presence of Christ through them. Even when you feel that he is a million miles away, and your prayers feel like they just hit the ceiling and come right back down, and you're like, is anyone even listening? Trust his word. Trust his promises. Draw near to him, and he will draw near to you. You keep at it. You stay faithful. Prayer, Bible reading, gratitude, meditation, fellowship with other brothers. These things are not suggestions. They're survival tools. I would have broken without them. And honestly, dude, the past few years, I've been in a season where I thought I was breaking even with them. There were nights I laid awake, so many nights, overwhelmed by fear, by grief, exhaustion, confusion, and just pain, physical pain, wondering how much more I could take. There were moments I just wanted out, moments I wanted to quit, moments when I wanted to end my life, moments when I prayed, I begged God to just go ahead, take me home to heaven. I don't want to live like this. Moments where God felt a million miles away, even though he wasn't. But somehow, through every storm, Christ kept holding on to me. You may say, like, that's awesome, Jason, that you kept holding on to Christ. The only reason I kept holding on to Christ and I keep holding on to Christ even today is because Christ has kept holding on to me. And dude, even as I record this, like, you guys just don't know. I am still in the middle of a fierce storm. This past weekend, I was had dinner and was just hanging out with some family, my sister, her husband, sister-in-law. We were watching that old movie, The Guardian, with Kevin Costner and Ashton Kutcher, about the Coast Guard rescue swimmers. And there's this scene where a ship is on fire in the middle of the night while being just violently tossed around by these massive waves during a brutal winter storm in the Bering Sea. Like, I want you to just picture that. Like, this scene, the dead of night, it is just black. And this ship, it's in the middle of a winter storm in the Bering Sea. It is so freaking cold there. Dude, I hate being cold and wet, man. And these waves are just pounding it. And this ship is ready to either just knock over or go under because of the amount of water it's taken. But then it's also on fire from the engine room. And the men who are on board, they're like standing on the deck. They're holding on for dear life. Some have gone overboard. They are freaking out. They are panicking. Everything feels out of control. The ship looks like it is moments away from just completely going under. And as I watched that scene, I remember just sitting there and thinking, man, that's exactly what my life has felt like at times over the last couple years. It is dark, it is cold, and the waves just keep hitting, and the freaking ship is on fire. Fear. Exhaustion, pain, grief, confusion. The ship is on fire. The ship is going down, and the waves just keep hitting from every direction. There were moments where I honestly felt like I was barely hanging on, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. And maybe some of you, you know exactly what that feels like. You've been to that place. Like, your whole life is being violently tossed around in the dark, and you're just desperately trying not to sink. You're just trying to keep your head above water. So yeah, I'm still in a fierce storm with what I'm going through, but I'm beginning to see something beautiful through it. God is doing a deeper work in me through suffering than he ever did through comfort. The storm reveals me. The storm reveals me. What I mean is, the storms, like, they reveal the genuineness of my faith. This past year, I had someone who I deeply care about question whether my faith in Christ was even real? Was it genuine? They just questioned it. Like in an accusing, condescending way. They tried to make me question whether I'm a true Christian simply because they didn't understand or agree with some of the decisions I've made and boundaries that I put in place in my life. And I looked past all of it. I looked beyond it. I saw right through it. It was all just, honestly, enemy tactics to bring me down and try to get me to do exactly what they wanted. And let me tell all of you something. I know who I am. And more importantly, I know who I belong to. I know who lives in me. Because you do not walk through the level of pain and suffering that I've walked through in my life and continue clinging to Christ, glorifying Christ, proclaiming Christ, trusting Christ. You don't do that unless the Spirit of God truly lives within you. You're not capable of that. So for me, I know who I am. I know who I belong to. I am crucified with Christ, yet nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Get behind me, Satan. I know who I am, and I know who I belong to. So the storm reveals me. The storms humble me. The storms strip things out of me that need to die. The storms chisel me. The storms grow me. The storms also enable me to help others in ways I never could before. And while, listen, I would never ask for many of the painful things I've walked through, I can honestly say God has used them to make me more dependent upon him. You know, sometimes God puts you in painful places, all alone. So you finally realize that Christ is enough. Sometimes God puts you in painful places, all alone, so you finally realize that Christ is enough. Christ is enough. So my brothers, if you're walking through a storm right now, maybe you're not walking, maybe you're just like, you know, cowering on your back. Maybe you're crawling. Dude, listen, hang on. Just hang on. Stand firm as best you can. You don't have to make progress every single day. Sometimes, man, you just stand firm. Hang on. Crawling is acceptable if that's all you can do. But don't turn back. Keep climbing. Keep praying. Keep opening your Bible, keep fighting to trust God, even when your thoughts and emotions are screaming otherwise. And one day, you will look back and realize the very thing you thought would destroy you was actually one of the main things the master craftsman used to chisel you into a better man, husband, father, son, brother, friend, warrior. Big bear hug to you, my brothers. Big bear hug. Stay tuned for a few closing items of Grizz Biz. My brothers, if God has used this podcast in your life, don't just consume, contribute. The Grizz Podcast is an outreach of Narrow Trail Ministries, a nonprofit helping men pursue freedom, brotherhood, and growth rooted in Christ. If you'd like to support what we're doing, go to our website, narrowtrail.com, click on our Give page, or simply text the word Give to 301-888-6860. 301-888-6860. It's safe, it's secure, it's easy, and we will always send you a record of your giving for tax purposes. We have also opened up a new opportunity for individuals, businesses, or ministries to sponsor an episode of the Grizz Podcast. For $75, you can sponsor an episode and receive a 60 to 90 second shout out on the show. Plus, your name, or business will be listed in the episode's show notes and across all our podcast and social media platforms. We are also doing a bundle deal where you can sponsor multiple episodes. If you're interested, just email me at jason@narrowtrail.com and I'll send you all the details. And guys, if you're sick and tired of falling to sexual sins like pornography, and you're ready to get serious about breaking free, I want you to check out our climb teams. These are online small groups for Christian men that meet every week that provide biblical guidance, accountability, godly support, and prayer. And listen, they work. We are seeing dozens of men break free and grow in Christ. Our program is not easy, but it works if you do the work, my brothers. We have at least 7 to 8 climb teams available, different days, different times of the week. It's all online. If you're interested in that, go to narrowtrail.com, click on the climb team page, and you can learn more. There's also a brief online application if you're interested. Also, want to encourage you guys to get Covenant Eyes Victory Shield installed on all of your devices and on your kids' and teens' devices to protect and monitor online activity. It is one of the wisest investments you can make. I have used Covenant Eyes personally for almost 20 years. It's on all of my devices, my computers, my phone, all of it. Go to CovenantEyes.com, and when you're signing up, use the promo code GRIZZIN, 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 to get your first month completely free. Protect yourself before you wreck yourself. Lastly, guys, wherever you are right now, take your phone where you're listening and leave us a quick rating and review, whether it's Apple, Spotify, Amazon, whatever you're listening, YouTube, we're there too. That's it for now, my brothers. Keep me in your prayers. Grizz is out.